Sokuyizika disendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Alingali tshona njani izilukandaba holamukela ngenjabulo emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomgqibelo mhlazi ku 4 Nhlangula 2022 ngo Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, intengo yesinkwa isikhweziwe njalo ngoba abasiphekayo besithi intengo yeflower lokunye abapheka ngakho isiqongile.
Umuntu esisebenza laye kakhulu uba umhlamba obekwazi ukuhlonipha umuntu, nomuntu esikhundla esincane igumbi lesikhundla esikhulu obekwazi ukuhlonipha.
Induna yeGaranyemba eGwanda umhlamba ubekwa emzini wakhe eNtephe kule nkuthazo yokuthi abafelokazi bezinduna kumele banekekelwe nguhulumende.
Okusokusele ukubana sikwenze ukubana siyenze i-appeal siphikisana lesinqumo lesi.
Amagqwetha amela enye yenkokheli lamalunga ebandla le-MRP abagqwetshelwa ukuhlala ejele kweminyaka emibili lengxenye bakhweza isicelo emthethwandaba ophakemeyo ukuthi wesule lesi sigwebo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Intengo yesinkwa isikhweziwe njalo ngoba abasiphekayo besithi intengo yeflower lokunye abapheka ngakho sokuqongile. Inhlanganiso yabapheka isinkwa ithi intengo le entsha izaqala kusasa. Ilofu lesinkwa elilodwa selizathengwa ngedola leMelika elilodwa elilamasenti ayi-9.2 i-$1.08. Kuthi ngama RTGS sokungama dola angamakhulu amane $453 ilofu ngayinye. Induna yeGaranyemba umhlamba elokuzalwa engumnumzana Dennis Ndlovu ubikiwe namhlanje emzini wakhe eKhozwe eNtephe lapho izikhulumi ezikhuthaze uhulumende ukuthi anekekele abafelokazi bezinduna. Unhlamba ubhubhele esibhedlela sakobulawayo singaqanjwanga ngomgqibelo kuviki edluleyo ngemva kokugula okwesikhatshana. Lokhu kulandela ukubhubha kwenye njalo induna yesigaba seMandebeleni uChief Madikwa welupane obikwe ngeviki edluleyo ngemva kokubhubha engozini yemota. Intatheli zindaba yethu Albert Ncube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseGwanda.
Unhlamba wathethelwa yingwe ngomnyaka ka-1947 njalo wagcotshwa ukuba induna yeGaranyemba ngomnyaka ka-2010 utshe umkakhe labantwana abambalwa. Ukansila kaWard 14 esengezane mnumzana Phineas Maphosa uthi urhulumente kumele asungule inhlelo zokuphathisa abafelokazi bezinduna ukuze bengasali bedubeka lapho bethe batshiywa ngomkabo.
Kunenjela yini abasala begcinakale ngayo ngcono ukuze basuthuzeke phela. Sengiyakhumbula ukuthi o ikosi lami enganishezani sahlezi ngangisaphila kuhle ngangingathi tiye ngase angisayiboni. Yet ikosi lelo was part of that change which is still existing today. Ngiyakucela.
La mazwi agcizelelwe induna uMbiko Masuku wematshetsheni othi laye abafelokazi bezinduna kumele banakekelwe.
Ukuthi abakhokheli bomdabu laba abadala labeli bakhangileyo babuya phambi kwenu begqokile bedlile besimati begeziswe ngomama babachiye emakhaya. Akungashi kube mnyama ngokuphela nizokwanoba behambile umama kaSolomonzana.
Usobhuku umnumzana Zefania Ubane uchaze umuyi njengomuntu obenenhlonipho.
Thina njengomasobhuku abakunhlamba silahlekele kakhulu ngomuntu esifo esisebenza laye kakhulu. Ubakunhlamba ubekwazi ukuhlonipha umuntu, nomuntu lesikhundla esincane igumbi lesikhundla esikhulu ubekwazi ukuhlonipha. Ubefikeka ubakunhlamba sibe sisiza kuye lapho emhlanganweni sizizwe siphakanyisiwe sibili. Aya ama-projects
sisebenza silaye, sisebenza kuhle kakhulu.
Umphathi ntambo ezenzakala ezange semandebeleni mnumzana Bednico Ncube uthi badabukile ngokukhothama kukaNhlamba.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here gathered with a sad heart following the untimely departure of
Uthene lapha ulandela ukuhamba kukababa uNhlamba okuyinto esithinte kabanzi. Sithanda ukubana nginxuse wonke umuntu olapha ukubana alandele ezinyaweni zikababa uChief.
Umnumzana July Moyo ongumphathi ntambo ezabelo obemele umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga ududuze umndeni wakoNhlamba.
Masiwana masisi, ndinoti mai, masiwana baba, masiwane mhuri, rambai makasimba, rambai muchichengeta umambo hwagara huri mumba yokaNhlamba.
Ndinosa kakhulu mama umasiaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa
induna yebubi umnumzana Mthane Khumalo ukuthaza amajawondo ukuthi engaxegimula kwenhlamba ewukhetheni ozangena esikhundleni.
Asingabi yinto esenza ukuthi abemuli anomela thathe senze baxokozwele. Akube yinto nje ehamba njengoba kuvele kwejayekile ngesintu sakuyonaleyo ndawo ukuthi ngasokwedlulela umuntu ongenayo muzo.
Ngomnyaka ka-2016 uNhlamba wathi ilizwe leZimbabwe alisoze liphumelele kungela mnumzana Robert Mugabe wayengumongameli welizwe emncomo esithi ungumkhokheli oqotho. Nimele umsakazo weStudio 7 ngisekhozwe yentebe ngu-Albert Ncube.
Siyabonga Albert. Kolunye udaba olufanayo, umlobi wengwalo zesiNdebele obelodumo u-Isaac Mpofu obhubhe izolo kobulawayo eleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayithobamunwemunye 90 ukhunjulwa ngabaningi njengomuntu owayelesifiso sokuthuthukisa ulimi lwesiNdebele lamasiko kaZulu wesigaba seMandebeleni jikelele. Umpofu waloba ingwalo ezimbalwa ezigoqela ezithi akusoka lingelasici, ulimi lwesiNdebele, wangithembisa lami, lezinye njalo ingwalo. Umuyi wayelikholwa elipheleleyo lesonto yeBrethren in Christ njalo wake waba ngumbalisi waze waba ngumphathisikolo waphetha esenguye umaqhuzu kugatsha lwezemfundo. Umpofu lomkakhe uMamoyo laye osowabhubhayo bebelabantwana abathathu, indodana uNkanyiso lamadodakazi uNtokozo loNokuthula. Akukaziswa ukuthi uzabekwa nini njalo ngaphi. Sizalethulela imbali yakhe ngokugcweleyo ngomvulo ekuseni. Amagqwetha amela amalunga ebandla leMthwakazi Republic Party ayisithoba kalolunye awetheswa ukuhlala iminyaka awagwetshelwa ukuhlala iminyaka efika emithathu entilongweni athi aseqalisile amalungiselelo okuphikisa lesi sinqumo emthethwandaba ophakemeyo iviki ezayo ingakapheli. Umantshi wakobulawayo umnumzana Dawenga Sengesta ugwebe abayisikhombisa ukuthi bahlale intilongweni okwenyanga ezingamachumi amathathu lantathu 33, kwathi ababili ezingamachumi amathathu lasithupha 36 munye ngamunye. Ngecala abaletheswayo elokubangela udlakela ngomnyaka odluleyo enkambeni yeCentral kobulawayo bedinga umkhokheli wabo umnumzana Mqondisi Moyo. Usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxe legqwetha labo umnumzana Kwanele Mbongeni Nqumalo ukuze sizwe ukunengi ngalolu daba.
ngithole ithuba lokuxoxa labasolwa sebephiwe isigwebo sabo. Batsho ukubana hayi abasuthiseki nge-conviction. Ma ngisithi conviction ngisho ukubana bafumanwe belecala, abavumelani lakho. Batsho ukuthi hayi lesigwebo laso abasamuke. So ingakho-ke thina njengamagqwetha sisebenza ama-instruction. Okusokusele ukubana sikwenze ukubana siyenze i-appeal, siphikisana lesinqumo lesi. Sikhangelela ukuthi i-appeal leyo siyifayile iviki le ingakapheli, ngoba maye aphile ingakafayelwa kukhona okunye okufanele kwenziwe. Njengobana umantshi makusenzwa ama-proceedings uyabe ebhala ngesandla, so okokuqala kuyakufanele ukubana siyenze irecord ithayitshwe, okuthiwa i-transcription ngesilungu, ukwenzela ukubana silungiselele kahle i-appeal. Sibona ngathi hayi isicelo sethu sokubana si-appeal-e siza kwamukelwa yi-high court.
Njengengcwethi kwezemithetho, ungathi kuvamile yini ukuthi nxa umuntu eke wakhululwa ngesibambiso sebheyili aphinde abuyiselwe njalo, kukanti liqiniso ukuthi akubanga lesicelo sokuthi ibheyili yabo ibe revoked ngesiNgisi, njalo lingathi baphethwe ngomthetho yini, kumbe kukhona elibona kuchaya amanzi ngalolu daba njengokutsho kwabo nxa bebhala lapha ebulenjini?
Emthethweni kukhona ukuthi umuntu nxa ephiwe ibheyili, ephiwe ibheyili kunjalo uyiphiwa ama-conditions okuthi awalandele. Ma engasawalandelanga yikho-ke ibheyili erivokwa khona. Kodwa nxa sesikhangele kulolu daba esiluphetheyo, mina njengomunye wamagqwetha abo ngibasiza ngilo munye umnumzana uPrincipal Jedube, asizange sike sihlangene lakho ukuthi kuthiwe ibheyili yabo irivokiwe. Lokhu akuqondanga. Ibheyili yabo kayizange irivokwe, icala labo lithethiwe laze layaphutshwa. Nje kuphela okwenze bavalelwa yikuthi ukubana umanje wafumane belecala wasebagweya. Akuqondanga ukuthi baqala bagwetshelwa i-community service. Okwenzakalayo yilokhu, ma umuntu engakagwetshwa kuqala kwenziwe okuthiwe yi-community service assessment. Lokho kusitsho ukuthi kuqala kukhangelwe munye ngamunye ukuthi uyakhwalifaya na ukuthi eyenze i-community service. So labo abayenza leyo assessment bese behambisa-ke i-recommendation yabo, ingathi i-report kumanje, angithi umanje esebona yini ukuthi angavumelana laleyo recommendation elethiweyo ngabantu be-community service. So yikho-ke lokho okwayenzakalayo ngolwesine singena emthethwandaba. Abasolwa labo babe senziwa i-community service assessment, yona le engikhuluma ngayo. Ababili baphiwe 36 months ngesizathu sokuthi bebela ma-previous convictions, okusho ukuthi begwetshiwe lapha ababegwetshwe khona kuqala, kwakulenga ezinye i-3 months on i-condition yokuthi bengadali amacala afana lawona lawo akade bewayetheswa. So yingakho-ke bele 36 months, so bangezelelwe i-3 months ngesizathu sonesi. Then laba abanye abangela amanye amacala ababewadalile ngemva bathole isigwebo se-33 months.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Kwanele Mbongeni Nxumalo, igqwetha elimela amalunga eMthwakazi Republic Party, obexoxa leStudio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Inhlanganiso epha imvumo yokusakaza e-Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe, iBuzz, isikhweze imali ebhadalwa kulinhlanganiso yokusakaza esiza kuba ngamadola elemelika hatshi ama-RTGS. Okuningi asikuzweni kumlondolozi Ndlovu eseHarare.
Izolo ntambama inhlanganiso ye-Buzz yethulela umbiko encwadini kahulumende ekwethula iziqondiso zakhe e-Government Gazette, okutsho ukuthi sokungumthetho ukuthi abemsakazo babhadale ngedola lemelika. Omele inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Association of Community Radio Stations, ZACRAS, umnumzana Jerry Zinkwevu uthi imali leyi kayihambelani lomnotho welizwe.
Sikhangele izigaba lemsakazo engelamali, umkhonomi ovele usuncweba kuyancindezela intuthuko yama-community radio ekusukumeni kwayo. Ngibona ngani nangakho uqhubekile nje kungama-RTGS wona lawo.
Lokhu kusekele ngumnumzana Zenzo Ncube owayebayethe FM, yona esebenza esiqintini seMatobo esabelweni seMathebeleni South.
Indleko ezifuna i-community radio stations ukuthi kwanise ukusakaza ziphezulu kakhulu, njengesilinganiso over a 10 year period i-community radio station kumele ibhadale uhulumende imali engange $8,000 kungama regulatory fees imali ebhadalwa inhlanganiso ye broadcasting authority of Zimbabwe esebenza ngaphansi kwahulumende eyiweni kama license kube njalo kulama frequency fees imali ezibhadalwa mbona ngani le transmedia ngoba yiyora nama frequencies lawo
umnumzana Python Love owethu wasumbuka community radio ebinga uthi kumele uhulumende akangelisise lolu daba
thina njengenhlanganiso ye radio ethu wasumbuka lapha ebinga sithi kuzaba nzima kakhulu ukuthi sikhwanise naleyo iUS ukuthi sibhadale ngayo ngoba ama community radio station lawa afandingwa ngama communities ama community asoze ayithole iwezwe
umthetho we broadcasting services act awuvumeli imsakazo yezigaba ukuthola imali kwamanye amazwe usithi lokhu kungenzakala imisakazo le ingagcina izingenelwa umsebenzi wayo ngabantu bakwamanye amazwe ngimelithi 27 ngiseharare ngimlondolozi Ndlovu
Izakhamizi zemaphandleni ezansi emaNdebeleni sezikhuthazwe ukuthi zigxile kakhulu kunhlelo zokulima ngokuthelelezela njalo zifuye imbuzi ukuze zilwisane lokuguquka komumo womkhathi. Linkuthazo ivela lapho kusungulwa ngokusemthethweni izikotsho ezisebenzisa amandla elanga ngabe Edward Ndlovu Memorial Trust. UAlbert Ncube usiphalo ludaba ngokugcweleyo waseGwanda.
Umnumzana Enzo Spanda ingcweti kwezentuthuko uthi kubalulekile ukuthi izakhamizi zemaphandleni zithathele phezulu inhlelo zokulima ngokuthelezela lokufuya imbuzi ukuze ziziphilise ngesikhathi sendlala. Ekhulume seGoholi kuward 17 kanye nakuward 15 esilonga lapho kuzungulwa ngokusemthethweni izikotsho zesola kuvike edluleyo. Umnumzana Spanda uthi inhlelo zokulima ngokuthelezela zizanqanda ukuguquka komkhathi.
Silwisana lokuguquka kwezomkhathi. I-climate change nxa isiza ibhidliza into esizaziyo esizejwayeleyo. Ibhidliza amadlelo, ibhidliza amasimu, kwesinye isikhathi kuba lesomiso kungani izulu, kwesinye isikhathi izulu libe linengi kakhulu ledlule leli esifisa ukuba sibe lalo.
Unkosikazi Sibangilizwe Mlilo ongumgcini sihlalo weqembu lesifisa impilo enhle eGoholi kuward 17 eGwanda South uthi ngaphandle kokulima ukudla kwabo balima njalo ukudla kwembuzi ukuze zingafi ngesikhathi sendlala.
Sithe ukuba ne-Edward sesinengadi sibile enkulu. Ingadi le siyalima ifoda yokufida. Njalo le masimini ethu thina siyalima ivelvethi yiyo sesifida ngayo.
Unkosikazi Sibongile Dube, umgcini sihlalo weqembu le-Amukelanga esilonga uward 15 eGwanda South elifuye imbuzi njalo lilima ngenjini esebenzisa amafutha ezimota.
Konke kwaba yi-82,280 esayisebenzisa kuprojekthi sisasebenzisana ijenareta. Okwakathesi siyakupheli sithi phambili nge-Edward ngoba khathesi sesikhonkupresa on off.
Umqondisi we-Edward Ndlovu Memorial Trust unkosikazi Vivian Moyo uthi baqonqosela lawa maqembu ukuthi alime lokudla kwembuzi ukuze zingabulawa indlala lapho izulu lingananga kahle.
Amabhongo lawa sinanzelela ukuthi kumele asincedise ukuthi babe le ngadi ayikhona ezemibhida yabo kuphela akube le mibhida kumbe izilimo zembuzi.
Umqoqo wenhlelo ze-Edward Ndlovu Memorial Trust umnumzana Michael Molo uthi inhlelo zabo zigxile kakhulu ekufuyeni imbuzi ngoba zingahluphi ukufuya.
Khathesi singathina sesifuya inkomo amadama yatsha izifula ziyatsha izulu kalini kuhle kodwa imbuzi yazinathelwa ngamanzi 3 liters ikholiwe izidlele ameva imlaladwayi izidlele utshani njalo njalo isisuthani.
Ukuguquka komumo omkhathi kubangele ukungabi kuhle kwezulu okudala ukuthi iningi lezakhamizi lingavuni lutho emasimini. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngisesilonga eGwanda South ngu-Albert Ncube.
Ngu lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu liphuma lendaba litshone lendaba sixoxa lomnumzana Ntando Ndlela isikhulumeli sebandla le-CCC esigabeni seMathebeleland South.
Msakazi, thina njengebandla le-CCC lapha eMathebeleland South silohlelo lokukhuthaza lokuncedisa ikakhulu ontanga ukuba bayibhalisela ukuvota. Lolu hlelo solusenze sananzelela ukuba ontanga abaningi ngababhalisi ukuvota nje ngoba kabalazithupha. Sase singena ehlelweni lokuba sincedisane labo laba abangelazithupha ukuba bathole izithupho ukuze banelise ukubhalisa ukuvota. So lolu hlelo silenza mhlawumbe phose ama-districts wonke, ama-constituencies wonke wongu-13 lapha eMathebeleland South.
Kahle kahle injongo yenu ngeyani?
Into eyenzakala msakazi kuba ngezindawo ngezindawo ubukhokheli bethu buyaqoqa ontanga laba abangabhalisanga ukuvota lalaba abangelazithupha sibe sesibancedisa nge-transport ukuthi sibathwale sibase endaweni isenta eseduzane lapho abangathola khona usizo lokuba bathole izithupha njalo bathole ama-ofisi ezekhi ukuba babhalisele ukuvota. So ikakhulu yiyo umsebenzi esilawo ngoba injongo yethu ukuba sibhalise abantu abaningi kakhulu ukuze sinqobe ukhetho lolu luzayo. Ikakhulu ontanga yiyo ivele injongo yethu, yiyo ivele i-priority yethu esiyikhangeleyo. So sesinanzeli ukuba iningi labo kabala zithupha ngendlela yethu sayo.
Ngokubona kwenu baningi okunganani abantu abangelazithupha njalo kubangelwa yini ukuthi bengelazo lezo zithupha?
Inani elikhona liyesabeka msakazi lathi kube into esethusileyo kube into esivula amehlo ukuba besisazi ukuba abantu beZimbabwe bakhona abathize abangelazithupha kodwa besingananzeleli ukuba inamba yabo inkulu okungaka. Liyesabeka inani lakhona msakazi ukuba abantu kakhulu abesiNdebeleni ngoba masiqatha nisa labanye abasuka kwezinye indawo ezingasoze esiNdebeleni siyabona ukuthi hayi bakhona lapha nalaphana abangelazithupha kodwa kithi lapha eMathebeleland South kithi lapha kwele maNdebeleni inani lakhona liyesabeka okusinika umqondo ukuba lento asonto nje yinto eyenziwe ngabomo yinto eyenziwe ukuba kungcindezele umuntu wesiNdebeleni asokuthi nje impazamo mbeliphutha yinto evele isehlelweni evelele injongo ukuba yenze zelwane yikho esisakudingisisa sisakucwayisisa ukuthi kungani abantwana besiNdebeleni bencishwa izithupha kusenzwa kube nzima kakhulu ukudlula umntwana osuka kwenye indawo ukuba athole izithupha kungani osuka ngapha lelo thuba engaliphiwa ngendlela abanye labo bantwana abasuka kwezindawo abaphiwa ithuba lokuba umuntu uvele iminyaka uthi efika iminyaka engu-16 kuvele kube lula kuye ukuba athole izithupha kodwa wangapha wesiNdebeleni sibuye futhi sazi le mbali iyesedlula kiyo thina njengabantu besiNdebeleni lapho kuba sidlule phakathi kobunzima obunganani sincindezelwa nguhulumende kanganani sincindezelwa ngesikhathi seGugraund bebulala abazali babantwana labo. So abantwana abaningi abazithupha abaningi okunye okumalisayo okokuthi kuyasidida sibili ingqondo ukuba kade kuvele kwenzakalayo ngoba umntwana olomzali ongelasithupha laye kuzaba nzima ukuba athole isithupha ngoba umzali wakhe vele engelasithupha. Isayikli kumbe ukwenzakala kholokhu kuyaqhubeka kusiya phambili ngendlela esethu sayo. Ngakho sikhuthaza thina njengebandla le-CCC lapha eMathebeleland South ukuba uhulumende ayenze into ibe i-national topic ibe i-subject akhuluma ngayo abakhuluma ngayo even le-parliamente. Sikhuthaze kakhulu ama-members ethu amalunga ethu e-parliamente ayebandla lethu ukuba indaba le basike bayenze ibe indaba ukuxoxwa ngayo e-parliamente ibe indaba esegudwini ukuba kuphiwe special attention to abantwana beMathebeleland abangelazithupha ukuze uhulumende akwenze kube ngumlando wakhe kuba linto ayilungisise. Ngensuku ezidluleyo umkhokheli wezanu PF Mnangagwa uke wakhuluma ethembisa ukuba hayi ukuthatha kwezithupha ukuthatha kwama birth certificate kuzaba yinto elula nje waze wakumbe wahlekisa ethi hayi uzathi ma ufike ofisini la nxa ungakaphenduli ukuthi isibongo sakho ngesakobani uzubhalela isibongo osuphiwe ezama ukuchasa ukuthi kuzabe sekuyinto elula okunganani ukuthatha isithupha lokuthatha ama birth certificate kodwa esikubona kusenzakala ground ayisikho lokhu umongameli welizwe akuthembisayo. So thina njengebandla sesikufaka umlando kuhulumende ukuba akazama ukuthi adile lendaba le azama ukuthi indaba le abe indaba esegudwini. Kubi kakhulu msakazi ngoba unanzele kuba iningi labantu bakithi lapha eMathebeleland South ngenxa yomumo okhona elizweni, umuntu ude ngafunda afunda mhlawumbe athi eseko grade 7 asuke ayeGoli ayesebenza eGoli, agcine mhlawumbe esikhulela khona le sizayela khona le abe labantwana ekhona le. Abantu abakhe bazathi mase bebuya futhi ekhaya labo kube nzima futhi kuba njengoba bevele ngelasithupha la umntwana asithole isithupha.
Lo ke bekungumnumzana Ntando Ndlela, isikhulumeli sebandla le-CCC esigabeni seMatabeleland South, ebesixoxa layo kuhlelo Liphuma Lendaba Litshone Lendaba. Asidibaneni njalo kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Okwamanje sengidedela emuva ngelithiya ezandleni zikasithandekile Mhlanga.
Siyalamukela kwesiphathelane labesifazana nelami osithandekile Mhlanga. Namhlanje sixoxa lo nkosazana Memory Ncube, isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa, sicubungula ukukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla emazweni womabili lokuthi kubathinta njani njengoba kuyibo abagcine abazali abantwana lezihlobo ekhaya.
Ukhuphukile kakhulu emalangeni wona la mina nami ngihlala ngizibuza nje ukuthi kwenzakaleni. Ngiyabona i-2 liters ye-cooking oil for example ku-January, February I think ibikubo 40 rand, 50 rand khona lapho, but manje isikubo 150. About i-personal experience yami uyathola ukuthi intengo right now uma sikhuluma kanjani into zikhuphukile, but uthola ukuthi emsebenzini i-salary ayikhuphukanga or ma ikhuphukile maybe ikhuphuke ngabo 500 rand or ngo-300 rand into ezinjalo.
Siyananzelela ukuthi abekhaya bathembe lina ukuthi libaphathise, lokho lisenelise ukuphathisa abekhaya.
Ukuphathisa lokho ngiphathisa because at the end of the day uyakungenachoice ukuthi ungayenzani. Abadala abangezake bese ngendlala wena senza khona lokho okuncane okwenzayo, so ngiyabona kungcono ukuthi ngisacrifice at least bengathola ama-basics kuphela, okunye lokhu sizothola sibona. Akusafani lakudala, but uyakungenachoice futhi ukuthi vele ungayenzani.
Manje okusuka kuchiphe kuyini ukuthi umuntu athumele impahla kumbe imali?
Mina ngithumele imali because ungathumela imali sometimes uyathola ukuthi vele bona maybe banezikweleti zabo ngale or banezinye izidingo zabo abazifunayo ezifuna imali, uthola ukuthi inyanga iphakathi sebecomplaina ngenzala futhi. So what I do is kulama online shopping stores or laba ababiza ama-runners, ngiyaplace i-order yami kibo ngilapha, ngibanikeza i-grocery list yami, bangitshela ukuthi izonkosta imali engaka including ama-service fees wabo, then ngibabhadala imali leyo and then ibona ekhaya sebehamba sebesiya collector kwi-grocery. Ngithumela ma kuyimali maybe mase kuyimali ye-school fees or imali yamaphilisi kulo muntu ogulayo or mama yagula or babe yagula or abantwana bayagula, yilapho engithumela khona imali. Otherwise isikhathi esiningi vele uhamba kwi-grocery, bona bayamukela sokuyi-grocery.
Ye, ama-runners bachiphile okwedlula omalayitsha kumbe sokungolunyawo olutsha lokuthumela?
Mina ngibona kungcono sometimes omalayitsha ngoba angithi bayabekwazi ukuthi vele asila choice ekhaya kumele uthumele, so imali eningi kakhulu. And then uma usukompare lama-runners, ama-runners kungcono ngoba already babe besekhaya, mainto yabo beyidurisile maybe bayidurise nge-extra 5 rand or extra 10 rand or extra 20 rand, but at the end of the day mina ngibabona besibachipha ukudlula omalayitsha. I-business yakhe is registered nge-South Africa, ngimfakela imali yakhe ku-akhawunti ngapha, yena uyathatha i-grocery list yami ayipakishe izinto engabe ngithe ngiyazifuna because omama basemakhaya nale emaphandleni abese siyazifaka emabhasini kibo, amabhasi la aya kubo mama emaphandleni.
Ye, kwenza kube lula la ukuthi ungahambi usiyathenga impahla usiyalayitshisa ubhadalisa lokhu nalo.
So it's very convenient.
Yeah, ngizwe usithi she is kungabe kungumuntu wesifazane yini ukuthi ukuthi laba besifazana sokubanika ama business.
Mina umuntu engizonza la umuntu wesifazane.
Inxa licedisa abekhaya liyalandela konke okwenzakalayo yini. Liyayizwa lokuthi ama school fees asekhweli.
So manje ngafunda ngenewsini o ngamameli news o ngabala online.
Hayi isikhathi kasavumi kuba sisonke siyabonga sithandekile. Igama lami nguChris Gande, asidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye kumbe ngomvulo ekuseni.